Hey guys, welcome to episode 12 of Kitty Litty. In this week's episode, we're gonna talk Kardashians and Travis Scott burger at McDonald's. Yes. I just went to McDonald's, which I don't do often. It's very rare. And honestly, if I go, all I get is the ice cream cone and the fries. So I actually went and got a meal. I mean, they tricked me into getting a meal, but we'll go into that when I talk about it in topic number two, and tell you what I think about it. And then in topic number one, we're going to talk about the Kardashians because they canceled their show. I could not believe it, you guys. I was in complete shock, like everybody else. After all these years, what was it, 14 years? It was on air in like 20 seasons, something like that. I was shooketh, but we're going to talk about it. Coming up next in topic number one, Kardashians canceled, huh? Okay, so let's talk keeping up with the Kardashians. So I know everybody has grown up watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't know why that's such a tongue twister for me, but I know there's not one person on this planet who don't know who Kim, Courtney, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are. And if you say you don't, you're a fucking liar because everybody knows who they are. Whether you want to admit it or not, we all know who they are. And we all have looked at the show, whether we want to admit it or not. So when I saw that after 20 years and 14 seasons, they were canceling Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I was like a little sad, even though I stopped watching it years ago. Like, I always kept up with them on their social media. I think they are just awesome people. I've never met them in real life, never seen them in real life. But you know what? They're great role models for women. I mean, they're strong, they're successful, they're beautiful. I mean, go them. So, I mean, I'm really kind of sad that, it's an end of an era, but I kind of felt like it was time. You have them expanding into their different brands. I mean, Kylie is expanding Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin. She's a billionaire. You have Kim with her KKW Beauty and her Skims line, and she's going to law school. And Khloe is doing, Good American and just, all of that. And then Courtney and her Poosh blog. I mean, they're all expanding into their other businesses. And honestly, they all have kids now. I mean, look at Kylie. Even Kylie has kids. Well, I shouldn't say kids, a kid. Little Stormy. But you know what? They have moved on with their lives, building their businesses, making families, having kids. It makes sense that, you know what, it needs to come to an end because I feel like in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they've been totally fantasized as being like these gorgeous girls who are successful that, people looked up to being like, and guys were hoping one day they had a chance with them. And, now that fantasy's kind of over, you know what I mean? Because it's like, they're married with kids, and like, if you want to be like them, like, you can follow them on their social media. I mean, they all have 100 million plus followers. You don't need to go ahead and watch a TV show. And honestly, who the hell watches TV anymore? I mean, I know I don't. I mean, I saw somewhere that their viewers went from, I think it was like 4.8 million to like 900,000 in an for an episode. That's a lot of people not watching TV anymore. And you know why? Because people are streaming on Netflix and Hulu. Who the hell is at home watching TV? Like, uh-oh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming on at 4 o'clock. I gotta run home and go watch it. So you know what? TV, I mean, it's coming to an end. And I mean, people in 2020 are also not only watching Hulu and watching Netflix and Disney Plus and all these other streaming services, but also they're not watching as much TV because they're creating content. These days, people love to see content content, excuse me, by people that they just don't know, that are normal Joe Blows and Susie, Sams off the street. And so people are watching normal people who are not celebrities making content, and that's taking precedence on apps like TikTok and on the new reels on Instagram. I know I'm guilty of it. I can literally go on TikTok and be watching different little mini videos and catch myself 2 hours later, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I've been laid up on the couch or in the bed watching TikToks for the past 2 hours. So, I mean, I think we're just coming to a time where, having a TV show is kind of becoming insufficient, and kind of using social media like Instagram and Facebook and TikTok is really the way that these celebs are really going to be able to get their content out there and promote themselves, and advertisers are going to make money, and that's where it's at right now. It's all on our little phone, the little phone I'm using right now to make my podcast. Yes, I make my podcast on my phone. That's why maybe I come across a little loud sometimes, because I'm literally on my phone making my podcast. We all depend on our phones. So I feel like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'm sad it's canceled, but I knew it was coming for all the myriad of reasons that I just mentioned. And I think we should look that probably a lot of our TV shows that are on mainstream TV are going to start to get canceled. And if not, they're going to get transferred to the streaming services that I mentioned just not too long ago, Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus, because that's what people are watching, because they can have the convenience of watching it on their laptop and not fighting over the TV in the living room, or just merely watching it on their phone when they're out and about. So that is the future. Mark my words. And you know what? As time goes on, let's see how it evolves. But Keeping Up with the Kardashians is just the beginning. A lot of these shows are going to be moving off TV. So, everybody, get ready for it and not be surprised. But I definitely wish the Kardashians all the best. It was a good run. And I mean, to be on TV for 20 years and 14 seasons is quite the accomplishment. And you got to give credit where credit's due. So, you go, girls. You make that money, honey. All right, coming up next, we got. What the hell did I think about that Travis Scott burger coming up next? No. Okay. All jokes aside, I decided to be the fucking, I felt like such a basic bitch. But I'm not basic. Like, if you know me, I'm not basic. I'm extra as fuck. But I felt like a basic bitch because I was like, okay, all this craziness about the Travis Scott burger, I gotta run and go try it. But honestly, I was a little unsure because I really, like I said in my intro, I don't eat at McDonald's unless it's fries and an ice cream cone. And even sometimes they get that shit wrong. So I was a little scared, but I drove up to the window and I was like, can I get the Travis Scott burger? And at first I thought, I don't want to sound like an idiot because if this is like literally a joke and I just roll up and be like, hey, can I get the Travis Scott burger? I didn't want the person to be like, ha ha ha, that was like a TikTok joke, you know what I mean? And make fun of me. So I totally was like, okay. I went up to the window with confidence. I was like, hi. Can I get the Travis Scott burger? And you know what? Like, these people who work at McDonald's, they are like, I mean, they are hardcore sales nowadays. I mean, I guess I haven't been up to the window in a minute, or maybe I just don't really notice. But he was like, so you want a Sprite with that? And I was like, I don't know if it was because of my mask or what, but I was like, no, I just want the burger, just the sandwich. And he was like, well, the sandwich by itself is $6, so you might as well get the fries and get the drink, and it's gonna be like $6.50. And I was like, sir, are you for I was just, I wanted to be like, just give me the sandwich. And then I was like, okay, well, I mean, that's a strong sale. I mean, for 50 cents more. And mind you, it's not about the money. I just don't want the temptation of having a soda and fries in my bag because I don't need all those calories, baby girl, baby boy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I don't want to get in the mode. I have lost a lot of weight. I gained a lot of weight and I've been working out a lot. And I am the tiniest I've ever been in my life. So that is dedication to diet and working out. And the last thing I want to do is go for a damn Travis Scott meal, which is probably 5,000 calories, and gain that weight right back. So I got the meal because it's 50 cents more for the drink and for the fry. So it comes out to exactly 657. But you know me and my Sherlock Holmes ass, I got the receipt, and the sandwich by itself was only $4. So let me tell you, because they're over here hustling at McDonald's. If you go get the Travis Scott burger, it's $4 by itself. Okay, so you don't need to get the meal unless you're hella hungry. Okay, but just know that. So if they try to use their little tactics, you heard it right now here on Kitty Litty. All you need to do is get the sandwich. It's $4. And what? Tax is probably like, 40 cents on that. And you good. Okay, but if you're gonna get the meal, it's 657. But that's up to you and your diet and what you choose to do. But I got the meal. Of course, I had a couple fries because I couldn't resist, and a couple sips of my Sprite. And I got the burger. And here is what I think. The burger, McDonald's is messy as fuck. I mean, it's like literally mustard, ketchup, lettuce, pickles, bacon, and cheese, and a patty. Now, McDonald's got to put lettuce all over the damn bottom of the damn box and shit, and all this sauce got to be all these different kind of places and shit. They messy. That's why I really don't fuck with them. Go to In-N-Out so you could see exactly what you got in your burger, and it's nice and neat and easy to eat. So I ended up taking off all that shit. I got rid of the pickles, got rid of the lettuce. All I had was the ketchup, the mustard, the bun, and the patty with the cheese. Bit in the burger. It was a little greasy, but hello, it's McDonald's. And I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it's not in and out. You know what I mean? And for some people who don't eat in and out or don't think in and out is a shit, I know you probably think Shake Shack is the shit. It's not a Shake Shack, even though, mind you, I don't even think they're that great. I don't know what the hype is. They're okay. But anyways, to me, a good burger is In-N-Out. Okay? So this was just like a, it's good, but I'm not like, oh my God, I'm gonna run there and get it again. But what I will say is Travis, that burger patty is fire. Okay. I think the first bite or two, I was like, ugh, McDonald's. Ugh. But once I got to the third bite, you could taste, I don't know if it's like Angus or whatever, but this isn't their normal, patty that is just a round, thin, nasty patty with that, those ugly little, like, it looks like pores, like octopus pores on it. It don't look like that. This looks like, it could be like an In-N-Out patty almost. So he obviously was like, look, In-N-Out, if you're gonna put a burger with my name on it, you gotta put some real good meat. So I'll give him that. The meat is fire. The bacon, it's like McDonald's bacon. It's okay. But I'm not gonna lie, I did eat the whole burger. I don't know if it was because I was hungry and I hadn't had lunch and it was about maybe 3 o'clock when I got it, but I'll let you know, I did finish the whole entire burger. I made, well, not the whole entire. I left a little bit because, that's one thing, and we'll talk about it perhaps in another episode. You eat till you're full. Like, you don't need to finish your whole entire meal. Okay, I know there's starving children in the world, and I used to be told that all the time. You got to eat all your food because there's starving children in the world. If you don't eat your whole burger, it's not going to change, hunger around the world. You know what I mean? So don't have that be an excuse to consume 5,000 calories. if you don't need to and make yourself sick, because obesity is a real thing. And mind you, when I looked at my BMI, I was obese. So don't use that as an excuse. Eat till you're full. But back to the burger. I finished pretty much the whole burger. And I would say if I had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it I'd probably give it a 7, probably a 7.5. You know what I mean? And that to me is high. You know what I mean? That's a high rating because I'm a tough rater. So a 7.5 is quite high. And obviously I feel like it would have been higher if he went somewhere else. I think he should have did this shit at Shake Shack or at In-N-Out. I mean, honestly, you know what? If he did this shit at In-N-Out, woo! It would have been literally like cars wrapped around the block because people would have been like bacon at In-N-Out on their burgers. Oh my God, this shit would have made way more money. So Travis Scott, if you're listening to this, maybe you want to do this at In-N-Out because I think you'll make a shit ton of money. However, you know what? He's smart because there's one burger joint that's worldwide, and that is McDonald's. So that means I think he made a smart choice because this burger is not only in LA, but it's in freaking Japan. You know what I mean? He got a place that has this burger all around the world. Now, I don't know if he's doing this special promotion all around the world, but I mean, if he is, cha-ching, cha-ching. So you head over to McDonald's, try it, let me know your thoughts. And I would love to hear it. Also, speaking of which, if you guys are going to my Instagram, you probably noticed that my Instagram is down. So I'm gonna have to make a new Instagram for Kitty Litty. And once I do that, I will put my Instagram handle on my podcast so you guys can contact me because I love to get your feedback and I love to get to know what you guys think. But until then, go try it out. And I hope you like it. And I hope that gave you some insight that maybe you can make your decision on whether you're going to like it or not. But what do you got to lose? I mean, it's $6.50. Can't get a meal cheaper than that unless you cook it at home. So, coming up next, we got Words with Miss Dumb. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so you made it to the end of the show. Yay, words of wisdom. I know it's your favorite part of the show. Love this quote. Kind of felt like I wanted to get like a good general quote for this show because I mean, I was talking about the Kardashians and the Travis Scott burger. So I figured this would just kind of be a general inspirational quote that has nothing to do with the show, but everything to do with how we should live our lives. And the quote is from one of my favorite people in the world, Oprah Winfrey. And she said, "The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams." Again, that quote was, "The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams." And that is so true, you guys. I mean, mindset is everything. If you choose to be happy, you'll be happy. If you choose to be sad and upset, you'll be sad and upset. So if you choose the life of your dreams and you focus on that and work towards that, you can live the life of your dreams. Anything and everything is possible. We're all made out of energy and our thoughts become things. So whatever we think about and we focus on becomes our reality. So if you focus on that Rolls Royce or you focus on that dream husband and family, or you focus on that house, or you focus on good health, you focus on that business that you want to start up and become one of the most successful businesses in the world, you can achieve all that. And I think sometimes we lose sight with all the crazy, hectic stuff going on in life. But somehow you got to just get back to that mindset and keep telling yourself that, because at the end of the day, you are your biggest supporter. You are the one that's able to make the changes that you want to make in your life. No one else can want it for you or do it for you. Only you can do that. So think about that and think about starting today to work towards living the life of your dreams. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 12 of Kitty Litty. I love you guys so much. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong, and tune in next week for episode number 13. Love ya. Bye.